As we come to our time for joys and concerns, I just experienced a little special joy this morning that I felt. I didn't know we were having communion today. I wasn't here last Sunday. And I had to quickly ask them for some volunteers. And I got two couples real quickly to help with the communion today. And I just come back and I mentioned to Dorothy up here that how willing people are to serve in our church, that at a moment's notice, people are willing to serve. And just to further that a little bit, on the card that the pastor mentioned, there's a place on here that says, I'd like to serve in ministry. If you feel led, don't wait to be asked. Just go ahead and check one of those. Or if you have an ideal of another ministry that you would like to get started, don't be bashful. Put it down there in on the line where it says, my talents and gifts. We're always open to new ideals, right, Pastor? Absolutely. And so that's just my personal joy this morning, that we are so willing to share in this church in our stewardship of our money, getting started on this $30,000 in 30 days, and also our most important gift is our talents. This morning we have another Praise the Lord. Comes from the proud parents. Natanya May has passed her first occupational test and is now a certified respiratory therapist. Yay! So good for Natanya. So I know it's been a long road for her. Also, we have a concern this morning. Tyler Davis is going to have shoulder surgery Thursday, the 16th of July. And we ask that you please keep Tyler in your prayers. Also, on the back of your bulletin, you will find other people that are in need of prayer that are either sick or ill in some way and in the nursing home and assisted living. And also our armed forces, we ask that you keep them in your prayers daily as things don't seem to be getting much better around the world.
Jane.
So, yeah.
Something I forgot to mention to you is we found out last night that Joe Mattingly is in the hospital in Clinton. So please keep Joe Mattingly in your prayers as well.
Yes, please keep Joe in your prayers. Also, we know that there are others that are in our hearts and minds, and we have unspoken prayers, I'm sure, on our hearts and minds that of people that we need to be in prayer for. And we ask that you just make a note of those, take them, write them on along with these, and keep this close to your prayer area, your chair, wherever you do your daily devotional. Keep it close by and pray for those people daily. Let's go to the word to the Lord and with a word of prayer. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you, praise you for this church. We praise you for the willingness of these people, your people, to serve, to give of their time and their talents and their money, Lord, to keep this church going forward for you. Lord, we just praise you and all you do for us. Lord, we just pray for those that have had successful studies, like Natanya. We just ask that you continue to lift her up. And Lord, we just pray for Tyler. We pray for Joel this morning as they are in the hospital or going into the hospital for treatment. We just ask your ever-loving hand to be with them. And Lord, for all of those that aren't with us, for whatever reason, we just ask that you touch their lives this morning. Let them know your ever-loving presence. And Lord, as we continue in our service this morning, we just ask that you be with the pastor and help him to spread the word as you have given him. And Lord, we just ask your ever-loving blessing on us today. These things we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Jane. Debbie, thank you for sharing your talents today.
I think Shanda's message was for me this morning. She says, when we are weak, he is strong. I've most of you know me in a long time here, and I've struggled and struggled with probably a sin of disbelief that God would heal my voice and that I would sing again. I've asked for prayers, and I think this morning I've realized that I just need to bring myself up here and offer myself in service to Him. And I have a song that I want to share with you. You've probably heard me sing it before. It has a special meaning to me, and hopefully it'll touch someone's heart today. It's called For Such a Time as This.